We also ask, Lord, that you would be with us. You have promised, Lord, that where two or three are gathered in your name, there you will be. We ask you to be in our midst and to bless us through your word.
Amen.
Amen.
You know that recently we were looking at the Easter story. Then the 40th day after that, the celebration of his ascension. In the 10 days after that, when he sent his Holy Spirit, it being the day of Pentecost. Now I'd like to speak a little on the day of Pentecost. But let's read first. From verse 1.
Kwathi sekufikile usuku lwePentecoste bonke babebuthene ndawonye.
That's Acts chapter 1,
2.
Chapter 2, and we read verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Ngokungazelelwe kwavele zulwini inhlokomo kwangathi eyokuvunguza komoya.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Kepha kwakukhona abajuda abakhile eJerusalema amadoda akholwayo evele ezizweni zonke eziphansi kwezulu.
And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven.
Kwathi kuzwakale lo mdumo uquqaba lwabuthana lwaphithiza.
And when the sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans?" And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born?
Amaphathe namamete nama elamithi nabakhile eMesopotamia naseJudea nase Cappadocia, nase Pontu, nase Asia.
Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia and Persia and Pamphylia and Egypt and parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes.
Nase Phrygia, nase Pamphylia, nase Gibite,
Verse
siyabezwa bekhuluma ngezilimi zakithi ngemsebenzi emkhulu.
Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God.
Bonke bamangala, basambatheka, bathi omunye ngomunye, kuthini lokhu na?
So they
kepha abanye bebabhuqa, bathi bagcwele iwayini elimnandi.
So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? Others mocking said, they are all full of new wine.
Empeleni bekufanele ukuthi siqhubeke ngokufunda kodwa sekuningi kakhulu esesifundile.
Actually, I should go on reading the complete text, but I've read enough already.
Ngizo thinta nje amanye ama point.
I'm just going to highlight some of the points.
Asikwazi ukwenaba kakhulu.
And we cannot expand too much, otherwise we would use up too much time.
La kuthiwa ke kwathi sekufikile usuku lwePentecost.
It says, when the day of Pentecost had come.
Lapho sekufika usuku lwePentecost.
When the day of Pentecost.
Usuku lwePentecost bekusuku olunjani?
Had come. What was the day of Pentecost anyway?
ETestamentini elidala,
in the Old Testament,
siyafunda kuExodus 34, verse 22, ngesiNgisi kuthiwa iFeast of Weeks, bekumhlangano omkhulu wamaviki. Lokho kuchazani?
In Exodus 34 verse 22, it does refer there to the Feast of Weeks. And what does that mean, Feast of Weeks?
UNkulunkulu wathi kuba kwaIsrayeli, uma natshalwa ukolweni, natshala ukudla, uma senivunile, niyothatha okunye nikulethe enkosini. Wozani Jerusalem, nikulethe makungaveli ndoda neyodwa engenaso isipho kulokho akuvunile.
The law that God instituted there was that when they plant food, wheat for instance, they should take the very first fruits of the harvest and bring it to the Lord's temple.
Lokho ke beku ngosuku lwePentecost.
Now that was the very day of Pentecost.
Ilona lo bekufanele ukuthi akwenze njengokuthanda kwakhe. Uma uNkulunkulu embusisile kakhulu, amnike okukhulu. Uma uNkulunkulu embusisile ngokuncane, amnike okuncane, njengokuthanda kwakhe, njengokubekeka enhlizweni yakhe.
And they could bring what they want, what they wished to the temple. Now, on that day of Pentecost, that was the scenario. There were different people coming, bringing out of their abundance, or if they had little, whatever God had blessed them with, they were free to bring something symbolically of that harvest.
Njalo uma bevunile, bathatha kuthwa usuku lwePentecost, umuntu alethe lokho anako.
So the celebration of Pentecost was the day when a person would bring the first fruits, that little of the crop. There were also other ceremonies which went on at the same time. Until finally,
lento ebhale etsheni umosi ehla entabeni.
Then finally God engraved
his 10 laws on those tablets of stone while he was with Moses on the mountain. And they had a celebration day regarding the receiving of the laws of God, the commandments. And so you found that these ceremonies flow together. So there were those whom God had said, you bring the first fruits of your crop. Let not a single man come to me without something which he comes to bring before me. Secondly, later on, they also combined it with the celebration of the receiving of the 10 commandments of God. Just see, it was on this day that the Holy Spirit was poured out. It was a day of reaping, harvest. And they brought the harvest first fruits. But now, on the day of Pentecost when the Spirit came, it was also a day of harvest, but not of your crop or of your wheat. But the harvest given by the Holy Spirit. And just see how on that day, how tremendous the harvest was. 3,000 souls were reaped on that day. And just think, it was on this very day that Jerusalem was filled with Jews from all over, from every type and nation. They would come there to bring their offerings. When the Holy Spirit comes, there is a harvest. Souls are won. It cannot be otherwise. If there is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit and there isn't a reaping of souls, well, then it's something else. So Jews from all over the world, devout men, were gathered there from Africa, from Europe, from Asia, from everywhere. And God the Holy Spirit works as He wishes to work. He doesn't work in just one way. He works in many ways. We have the tendency to copy, and we see how God has worked among others, and we say, well, this is how it's to be done, and then we imitate what they've done. That is not good. Let the Holy Spirit work as He wills. Now, some state a doctrine out of this and say, well, it proves that if the Holy Spirit comes, there must be the speaking of tongues. That was not the only way in which the Holy Spirit worked. He worked in many ways on that day. Now, a certain Christian once testified that when he received the Lord, he felt the cleansing inside him just penetrating him all over. And another Christian hearing this said, well, I don't know, I didn't experience it in that way. I didn't have that feeling. And so that Christian was deeply troubled and began to pray earnestly that they wanted to also experience that deep cleansing in exactly the same way as the other one had. Another person in praying earnestly for the Holy Spirit's fullness was on his knees. And then when the Holy Spirit did fill him, he was lying down. And another Christian, seeing that, also lay down. No, we're not like that. We're not apes that we copy other apes. Then it's only a man-made manufacture. If you just take one little bit out of the Bible and you say, I have to have it like that. Some have taken that remote text of David who danced for joy in that certain circumstance. He did dance for joy, jumped for joy because the Lord was there. But now you find it's swept through the churches, there's dancing on the chairs, and they take it as a teaching. Without God, they are now dancing. Or jumping like if a sheep jumps, the next sheep thinks it must jump too, and so we imitate each other like sheep. You become like an empty drum. It's evident that there's nothing inside. With some, if you just dig a little bit deep and ask them, well, why do you teach this and this particular teaching, they say, well, I heard somebody else teaching it, even though it's not from the Bible, but they heard it from someone else.
Omunye uyenzinto ukwenzelani hayi ngibona abanye bekwenza ngase ngikwenza nami.
You might ask a person about an experience they've had or something they've done, and you inquire a little bit, and they say, well, I watched that person, they had that experience, and so I did the same.
Kushukuti umoya ngwele uma ifika ufika nje usebenza njengokuthanda kwakhe.
When the Holy Spirit comes, he comes and works as he wills.
Kufaneleke ukuba simdedele umoya ngwele singambiyeli singamshayela umthetho sitha kube nje ngoba usifani bani uthi akube nje kodwa simvulela inhliziyo sithi sebenza kuso njengokuthanda kwakhe empilweni yami.
Just as he wishes. So we need to be very soft and pliable regarding God in this aspect, that we say, Lord, I don't want to limit you. I don't want to put barriers around you. I want you to work as you wish to work. We've heard of two young people.
Hambisa ivangeli khona. Omunye utate wabo uthi hayi uNkulunkulu uthi kimi angithule ngingasho lutho ngidedela umkhwenyana kwenze lokho uNkulunkulu amkholele kukho. Uyabona abantu ababili bezalwa muntu munye nonina munye kodwa omunye kanje.
Now, I've given the example of the two girls earlier on. The one said, I feel called to work among the Zulus. The other said, I feel called to submit to whatever my husband wants to happen. You see how they are different. They're both born of the same father and mother, but the one feels the Lord leading in the one way and the other in a different way. And I thank God today because they have both got married and done it differently as they felt that they should do. Of course,
they... ubona abantu sebeshelana ngalento bebona nezithombe ezinqunu nina bazali anothandaza ningakaniki ingane zenu ama cellphone nizobathola esihogweni ngenxa ye cellphone yenu.
But there are some basic principles which they did adhere to, biblical principles like not messing around with each other before marriage or flirting around or sending flirtatious SMSs. And you parents, you watch out. You give cell phones to your children so easily you don't know the things that they see that they flirt with and the pornography that they can see through their cell phone.
And they
can see...
nabafana nomfana nentombazana bekukhona umuntu waseMozambique la kulezi insuku.
They can see wicked movies on the cell phone as well, or they can flirt by proxy via the cell phone. Now there was a certain Mozambican here these days.
Omunye wathi awunike cell phone yakho.
And a certain person asked for his cell phone. He gave it. He looked and looked. And looked through his emails. And found a horrible email that he had sent a message, an SMS, to one of the schoolgirls here. So that person He took him to my office.
Wathi ngithola i-cell phone yakhe.
Said I found a cell phone.
Ushayela le ntombazana la ku DSS.
He's been phoning this.
Umthumele izinto ezimbi.
DSS girl. Ngathi
ukhulume ndoda. Athi yebo ngiyavuma ukuthi kwaba bethe. Kwaba into engcolile. Intombazana iyamphendula. Abazali bayakhona. Kodwa intombazana ila ku DSS. Sikhonza inkosi. Uyazi ngize ngibuze amantombazana nifunani la kulesi sikole uma ningayifuna inkosi ukukhonza inkosi hambani asindingi la sidinga abafuna ukukhonza inkosi wena uma ungafuni ukukhonza inkosi hamba.
He admitted that these things were bad which he had sent this girl, and she said yes, yeah, she had got them. Now how is such a thing possible? This school, the name of it is Serve the Lord. If you don't want to serve the Lord, then go.
Aige, wathi umfundisi, please give me the second chance.
And so he said, Age umnige elini chance, elini tuba.
Ngathi, how often have you been here? Ngoba akakwazi ukukhuluma isiZulu. Ngisho nesiNgisi kahle. Ukhuluma isiPortuguese.
Ngambuzo
ukuthi okungane uyabona ukushelana kukhona nomuntu ongakwazi ongasazi isiJalimani kodwa ich liebe dich uyakwazi ngiyakuthanda uyakwazi uyabona kanjalo ke kodwa izinto ezingcolile.
He couldn't speak much English or any Zulu, and but he could certainly flirt in these languages. You'll find a person may not know German, but they know a phrase like Ich liebe dich, and they can flirt and do evil in the little bit which they do know.
Wathi, oh, please give me a second chance.
Wathi, awunginiki ithuba lesibili.
Ubekwazi second chance ngesiNgisi.
He knew that phrase in English.
Ngathi sekungaki ufike la ekhaya.
So I asked him how often he had been here.
Athi ngafika kuqala ngaphinda kwesibili sokwesithathu.
Said I've come once before, and then I was able to come a second time, and this is my third time.
Ayakwazi ukukunika second chance, usuthola ama chance amathathu.
I said, how can I give you a
second chance? Lokuqala wathola chance lesibili wathola chance lesithathu awazi ukuthi asheni wenshela nengane.
I said, how can I give you a second chance? You've had a first, second, and third chance. And here you come to this place and you woo one of our schoolgirls. You are really mischievous.
It was Thomas.
Uyakhuluma
is Portuguese. Mthathe lo muntu, mise steng. Khona manje akabophi imthwalo khona manje ngathi angisakufuni la uma uphenduka uyimisele ngenkosi kodwa uma uzenza izinto ezingcolile endaweni kaNkulunkulu hamba. Bamthatha ke bamhamba. Wathi awu endleleni wathi awu ngonile ngempela ngonile ngempela ngonile ngempela kubi umuntu uyayisola khali inyembezi esewonile. Khala ungakoni uSathane sakulinga ukhala uthi awungisize Nkosi ngikuboni.
It was towards evening and I called with Thomas Mapanga, one of our co-workers who can speak Portuguese. I said, now translate for me and you tell him that this very evening he's going to be sent away. And he took him to Stanga, and all the way he said, oh, I've done such a bad thing. He was very upset. And I say, rather cry about sin before you've done it, not afterwards.
When the devil is still tempting you, then you cry. Then you come and say, pray for me. Aige, sahlukana kanjaloke. Kulezi insuku. Ngenxa yesele. Nami nginesele. Kodwa ngifuna ukuzwa, uma ungitshela ukuthi awungithole intombi enqunu. awutholele angazi nokuthi ukucindezelwa yikuphi angifuni ukuthi ngikwazi kodwa ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu uma ngihambile noma ngiphesheya ngiyakwazi noma umuntu efuna ukumthola uyangithola kubi namhlanje ngoba izinto zinokuhle zinokubi kodwa ngiqaphelisisa ingane ezingakakhulu emoyeni zijaha okukasathane nokubi
so he went away and was sent away as a direct result of his flirting on through a cell phone. And now I also have a cell phone. And I don't even know how to get these bad pictures which they talk about. And I thank God for that. And I need it. And I'm accessible. I can be phoned wherever I'm traveling in the world. The pity is that you get these things and it can be used for good. It can be used for evil as well. Now you need to be very careful, especially you parents, regarding what your children have.
Ngifuna ukuthi ngibe ingane ebubini ezintweni ezimbi ngibe ingane
I want to be a child regarding evil
Khona umfana owafika kimi
Certain boy came to me
Ngacabanga ukuthi ngizocela yena ukuthi ayikhulumele kodwa sengizomkhulumela
I thought I was going to ask him to speak, but let me speak on his behalf. He said he needed to get something at a Peter Maritzburg shopping mall. You know how you get these huge big places like Gateway? Well, this mall in Maritzburg. He got a lift and they dropped him there and they said, you buy what you need to buy and we agree to meet at a certain time at this spot. He looked and found what he was looking for. Was finished very quickly. Before the others came, and then he went and sat on a bench because he was now waiting for those who had given him a lift to arrive. He said, I just sat.
Umxolele ukuba ngifike late kangaka. Esengilungele wena. Uthi ngambuka ngabuka akazi lutho. Akazi nokushelwa ukuthi kuyini. Ingane emhlophe ekhulele la. Ayazi lutho ingane. Akabona ukuthi isifebe. Umuntu onesimile sona. Athi excuse me. Ukuba ngifike late kangaka. Kusho ukuthi usungilindele. Uthi ngambuka ngamehla amakhulu ngithi kodwa uqondeni uthi ube sengilindele ingani kusho ukuthi udidekile uthi ukabanga omunye umfana oyisihlobo manje uthi sengiyakazi ukuthi intombazana ezinezimilo amantombazana abaneyimilo ezonakeleyo ukuthi shela kanjalo Uthi ngambuka ngabuka ngathi no ayi mina abengingakakulindeli angilindeli muntu ayamphendule ngenye indlela futhi yaze yakhuluma hawu kwase kwase ukuthi hawu kanti lo muntu uyangeshela wathi ayangifuni lutho wathi awufuni ukuya nami le endlini yokufeba
The next thing. He said, as you're sitting there on the bench, just innocently waiting, the next thing, a girl. Seats herself there seductively and said, oh, I'm sorry I'm late. you've been waiting for me. I'm ready for you now. And he was totally bewildered. He didn't even know that there is such a thing as a slut who can just throw herself at a boy like this. He said, well, who, what? And then he began to realize, as she continued to suggest things like going to a place to sleep together, that this girl was actually flirting with him. He was so shocked, he was so stunned. It's really a matter of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Nihluphekile nina enine ngane zile kude zisezweni athi ah kanti ab ingane siqeda la DSS sihamba ah ukuba siphelele ezweni elikude ngoba uma siya le singaqwa phezulu intombazana ishela umfana ithatha umfana intombazana hey kubi.
And I say, it's such a pity for you if your children have got to go out far away and be there, because it seems like the devil just snatches them up and he swallows them. It is evil out there. And then we should not be astonished if God chastises a person in such a harsh way. For God,
God
has said, you shall be holy as I am holy. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you live in a promiscuous way, you're just going to invest it in your children and they'll be immoral as well.
Yazi nafunda ingane zam zangilethela ikhadi omunye ebhala ethi hey kube into isimanga ngibe semshadweni wenu ngibone into nje ukuba uNkulunkulu athathe isandla somuntu asathi isandla sentombazana athathe isandla somfana abashadise. Uthe impilo yenu iyoba mnandi ngaphezu kwephupho elihle. Ngibona ukuthi kuzoba kuhle kini insuku zonke nihlanganise uNkulunkulu. Simanga, umuntu wasezweni phawula leyo nto.
It is a marvelous thing to get married in purity. I looked at one of the cards sent by one of the guests at the double wedding, and it was so beautifully written, where this person said, I was so astonished at the wedding to see you joined.
She even said, it's awesome.
It was awesome at the wedding to see your hands being joined together, husband and wife being brought together, and that's
by
for the
God.
And for the first time, and God will bless your marriage. It will be a dream. It will be better than anything you can imagine forever.
It'll surpass your wildest dreams. What an awesome thing! If God takes the hand of the one and takes the hand and he brings them together.
It was just written so beautifully, expressed in such a wonderful way. I asked the children for the card that I can have a copy, because I've never heard it expressed so wonderfully. I I'd love to travel and go from country to country and preaching this and speaking about this type of theme, because it is such a marvelous thing when God does it, when He brings people together.
I get Jerusalem usuku lwePentecost sebehlangene abakholwayo abaqhamuka ezizweni zonke zomhlaba.
And so here in Jerusalem, there were devout men meeting together. They'd come from all over the world. Bringing their gifts, bringing their harvest first fruits to God.
Futhi uNkulunkulu wathi angifuni ukuthi indoda, angifuni umuntu asondele kimi ngosuku lwePentecost engenanto esandleni, noma inkulu noma incane ngokwamandla akhe.
For God had declared that I don't want a single person to come before me without something as an offering to me, whether it is big or small. How amazing.
Nala eAfrika kukhona ngesiJalimane sithi Erntedankfest. Uma sekuvuniwe bese kubongwe. Emalutheleni kukhona lokho. Usuyabonga. Ekwelinye isonto abantu bafika neyintanga nombila nobhontshisi belethe izinto, abanye balethe imali, kwase kwabekwa ubhaskiti, indishi enkulu, kuthiwa fakani la, hhayi amahabishi, irayisi nezinto kubekwa eceleni, la kuzofakwa imali. Kuba ngonkulunkulu ngeyibusiso zakhe ngalowo nyaka.
Now, it is also still a tradition in quite a few mainline denominations, also in some churches in South Africa, where they have Harvest Thanksgiving Sunday. And so the people bring all sorts of vegetables and fruit, or there might be a basket for those who want to bring money. They want to express their thanks to God.
Hai, kwakhona umfana omncane wathi, hawu uNkulunkulu, kodwa mina nginakho engizokunika kona. Ngizokunikani? Anginamali, anginaluto, ngizokunikani uNkulunkulu, ngibona abantu behamba abadala beya phambili befaka imali beletha izinto kodwa mina anginaluto.
A little boy in one of these events saw the people going to the front with their baskets loaded with this and with that, and he said, oh God, I don't have anything, no harvest, no money, nothing to offer you. What am I going to do?
Hawu kwambuleka kuye wavuka waya phambili abadala bamangala bebona umfana omncane eya phambili uma ifika phambili wangena endishini phakathi wami wathi uNkulunkulu anginalutho engizokupha kona kodwa ngikunika impilo yami simanga wathi lokho enginakho impilo yami wangena khona endishini.
This boy had a sudden bright idea, and he just rushed to the front, to the surprise of everybody in the audience, and he got into this basket, this offering basket. He said, Lord, I have nothing to offer you. I give you myself. That is a sermon in itself. It's amazing.
Abantu ke bafika abantu abanjalo abakholwayo abajuda eJerusalem ngosuku lwePentecost.
And so here were devout people, Jewish people coming from all over on the day of Pentecost.
Manje uma sekulolo suku uNkulunkulu umoya ongcwele wehle ezulwini ngokuduma okhulu.
Now, it was on that day, as they were gathered together in that place, that God came down from heaven with a mighty sound. There came a sound from heaven, as if it was of a mighty rushing wind.
baqoqana bonke iJerusalem laba bakholwayo beza bezwa lo leyo nhlokomo bezwa lo msindo bezwa lokho kuduma bezobona ukuthi kwenze njani.
Now all these devout Jews were here in Jerusalem and they heard this noise and wondered what was going on.
And there was no wind in the city.
Bekungekho umoya edolobheni.
If there would be a huge storm over the whole city, they would have stayed where they are, where they were. They would have gone into the houses. But it was quiet. There was no wind. But they heard the sound of that wind that came down from heaven at a certain place. And that was where the disciples had gathered. Only there! And they all came to see what's happening there. Otherwise they wouldn't have come.
Uma nga sase isivunguvungu esikhulu nje esijwayelekile abantu edolobheni bebezocasha ezindlini zabo kodwa cha umoya oyingcwele wenza isudumo umsindo wasezulwini khona endaweni eyodwa lapho bekhona abafundi abantu baqoqana kule ndawo
inkulungwane zabantu zeza khona lapho kuleyondlu lakhona abafundi bakhe umoya wangena wagcwalisa indlu bagijima abantu bezobona ukaleso simanga esenzekile lokho kuduma lo moyo namandla kodwa labe khona bona hayi akholuthu lana nje bagijima bazobona leso simanga.
Thousands thronged around. They wanted to see what was happening inside there. It hadn't happened where they were. They wanted to see what marvel this was inside this room. They were astonished, shocked, wondering, what is this?
Wehlela phezu kwaleyo ndawo bagijima bayobuka kuleyo ndawo okwenzekayo.
As you get church bells that are rung so that people can they know it's time to come to church, God rang his heavenly bells and assembled all the people together.
UNkulunkulu seqoqa umhlaba wonke ivangeli selizohamba umhlaba wonke uhleli ngakwesokunene sika baba.
Jesus was getting them ready to spread the gospel to the uttermost ends of the world. He got them firstly together before he sent them out. And when they came and looked, they saw tongues of fire.
Bebona izilimi ezahlukeneyo kungathe zomlilo. Zahlala phezu kwalona lowo kubo abafundi benkosi.
These which seemed to be as tongues of fire, of different tongues of fire upon each disciple.
Hlala makhanda abo.
Upon their heads, without their hair burning. This is the same fire. This is the same fire which caught Moses' attraction as he looked and he saw this burning bush and the bush was not consumed. He drew closer and saw it was God.
What to Moses? How? awushingalomuthi awupheli ngalomlilo waze wasondela uma isondela wathi mos khumula imbatata zakho lendawo omi kuyona ingcwele bekwehla uNkulunkulu ezulwini isihlahlahlanga ngosuthi kule Pentecost kwehla umlilo ilanga phezu kwalo nalo emakhandabo kodwa inwele zabashaka waza wangena kubona.
Moses was so astonished he just gazed at the sight. And then a voice told him, "Take off your shoes, Moses, for this is holy ground. That bush was not burned, was not consumed." And here again at Pentecost, the burning fire, that same fire of God upon them and in them. The marvels, the miracles that happened at Pentecost. Like a tongue of fire. The fire of God upon these people. This is what we find in the Bible. It should cause us to stand in amazement that we are astounded at God's power and what He can do. The people looked at this marvel and saw the tongues of fire upon them, but they were not burning, their hair wasn't burning. So when the Holy Spirit came, they did not shut him out. They didn't exclude him. They welcomed him. He was received into their midst. And God came upon them, upon their heads. And that was no trouble for him, for they were completely open for him. And they said, "Lord, come in." They were in an attitude of surrendering to the Lord and saying, "Lord, here I bring myself to you." That was the day where they brought their gifts to God, and in that attitude of surrendering to God, God came and they received Him. Have you received Pentecost? Do you know what it is to surrender to the Lord and to receive Him? Not to limit Him, but to be completely open for Him. Now, they spoke in the different languages. They spoke in Greek and Hebrew, but this time they could speak in the languages of the Asians, of the Africans, of all the languages that were there. These were not the tongues of angels, as it speaks of in another place, but the tongues of the nations. None of them decided for God and said, I insist that I want to speak a Mesopotamian language, or I want to speak a Parthian language. No, as the Holy Spirit worked, as He willed. The people there were awestruck. They said, but these men, we know them, they are from Galilee. Here we can understand our own language from our own country. This is an astonishing thing. And they heard these men praising God, speaking of the wonderful works of God in their languages. They were not talking about the fashion or holding a discussion on how to flirt successfully. No, they were speaking of the mighty works of God, each one in a language that the people could understand.
And at the end of verse 4, what does
it say
in English?
At the end of verse 4, it says, as the Spirit gave them utterance.
As the Spirit, not their own desires, not the lust of their flesh. Many are led by the lusts of their own desires and flesh, but not the Holy Spirit. They were led by the Spirit. And the Bible says, those that are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God.
Abanigi baholwa izifiso zabo inyama. Kodwa labake njengokuba umoya wabakhulumisa wabapha lesisipho futhi iBhayibheli lithi abantwana bakaNkulunkulu yilabo abaholwa umoya.
Uma uholwa umoya ongcwele ngeke uhlebe.
If you're led by the Holy Spirit, you won't gossip.
Ngeke ufebe.
You won't be sexually immoral.
Ngeke uzingcolise wena.
You won't defile yourself.
You won't masturbate as well. You are led by God's Spirit. And those that are led by His Spirit, those are the children of God, not those that are led by other things.
Ukuholwa umoya ongcwele, hayi izinkanuko zenyama njengoba abanye bazinelisa ngenyama.
What a cheap Christianity we have in this world. Superficial, claiming we are filled with God's Spirit, saying we're baptized in God's Spirit. And what we do is the opposite. That's blasphemous.
Sinenkolo yobuKristu obushipile kulomhlaba ezweni futhi lokhu kuyahlambalaza uma sithi lokhu kuyinto kamoya ongcwele kanti akusikona.
That's not a sweet odor to God. He closes his nose because of that awful, evil smell that comes out of your life.
Lokhu kuyiphunga elibi eliphuma empilweni yakho. UNkulunkulu vala amakhala akhe. Akusilona iphunga elimnandi.
being stubborn, pig-headed, stiff-necked, wanting your own way.
Ukuba nenkani, ukuthi ube ntamo lukhuni, ufuna indlela yakho.
You speak about being filled with the Holy Spirit, and you don't even know what Pentecost means.
Ukhuluma.
Haven't got to the place where Pentecost is. I don't know where you are spiritually. Have you arrived at Pentecost? When that day fully came, has that day fully come in your life? Or are you a person who just does and leaves what he wants, his desire, his own?
That is idol worship.
Uzihambela wena uzenzela okwakho. Awukafiki osukwini lwePentecost, endaweni yePentecost, lapho uyinikela kuNkulunkulu.
You do your own thing. You haven't yet got to the day of Pentecost when that time had fully come. You're still living in your own world, doing your thing.
Abanye bevele duze, abanye bevela kude. Beyephi endaweni yePentecost? Lapho sekufike lolu suku empilweni yakhe. Kwehla. Akekho wathandazwa wathi akudume izulu. Akufika umoya omkhulu wesivunguvungu phezu kwalendlu. Kufika le tornado phezu kwabo. Kuthule kwezinye indawo. Kuthule kungabikho moya. Bebengenakufika. Sebenzisa ingqondo yakho. Bebengenakufika kuleyo ndawo. Bebezoyivalela endlini. Bekuthuli kodwa hawu sizomsindo le. Ake siye.
Have you come to that point of utter surrender before God? Now these people were from different places they had come, and when God worked, it wasn't as they had expected him to work. They didn't ask for a noise from heaven. It wasn't a tornado that they had predicted or said would happen. But when it happened in that local place, they came from all around to see what had happened. But now let me leave that point. I've expanded a lot on it. Let me go to a second point. It's already 1 o'clock. Let me go to 2. Shall I speak till 2?
Yeah.
Shall I? Is your posterior sore? It is good because they were also the ceremony where they were remembering and giving thanks for God sending his commandments when he engraved them into those tablets of stone and gave it to his people. These two things go together when God is at work, when there's Pentecost. When you think of this, what comes to you automatically? My mind runs to Ezekiel. 36 verse 26, who doesn't know it? Where he says, I will no longer write my commandments and engrave them on stone. I will write them into your hearts.
The heart of flesh is tambile.
Into the hearts of, that are soft, not onto hardness like rock.
Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Ngiyakuninika inhliziyo entsha. Ngifake phakathi kwenu umoya omusha. Ngikhiphe inhliziyo yetshe enyameni yenu.
where it says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. There's another text, we don't have time to look at it, where it says when he comes, he will work inside them so that no one will have to go to his neighbor and say, do this, do that, because the law itself will be written inside them.
What a blessed day! Who has experienced, what a blessed person who has experienced Pentecost in his whole life.
Usuku oluyisibusiso futhi umuntu ubusisekile uma esetholile uPentecost.
Where God has engraved his law into our hearts. Nobody needs to tell you, don't do this. Don't do that. Do this. They'll do it because God has engraved it into their soft hearts. They are obedient. What blessedness! And how many of those that claim to have experienced Pentecost live according to that rule? How many? It's like 1 Corinthians 13. We can do everything, give everything, but if we haven't got love, we're just a tingling, make a tingling sound. There's nothing in it. Nothing in it. Nothing in it and nothing behind it. An empty show.
Lapho umuntu ese nomthetho kaNkulunkulu phakathi usethambile akadingi ukuthi aphoqwe omunye ukuthi kwenza kanje. UNkulunkulu akavumi lokho ngoba ngaphakathi kuye kuthambile, uthobela umthetho kaNkulunkulu uyagcina. Ngaphandle kwalokhu umuntu othi usetholile lo moya kanti uphila impilo intamo lukhuni, lo muntu ufana ne njengoba iBhayibheli lithi ku 1 Corinthians 13 ukuthi umuntu uthi unothando kodwa ufana negogogo, akunalutho phakathi, ubanga umsindo nje.
Isimanga, uma uNkulunkulu esekufaka inhliziyo entsha, faka imiyalo yakhe, faka amazwi akhe, noma ungaba yingane yesikole, intombazane noma umfana, noma usemncane noma usugugile, fike umuntu uqonda njengothi lo mkhonto akashayisi, akathezuki, usendleleni. Umoya ongcwele uyamhola. Obani abangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu? Abaholwa umoya. Wena-ke izinto oyizenzayo uholwa umoya, umoya wasezulwini, lo vele ezulwini. Ngena umlilo, kodwa ungashi. Kodwa uNkulunkulu bube kuwe.
It's amazing when the Holy Spirit takes charge of a life, whether it's a child, a school child, or an older person, the Lord is in control. That person's led by the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, those who are led by the Spirit are God's people.
And God's children. Are you a child of God? Make double sure.
Yiba,
if you are led by other things, by your own self or your idols,
na uholwa ezinye izinto nezithombe zakho nezifiso zakho,
bese kuthiwa ngiyakuhlala ezweni engalinika oyihlo niyakuhlala nibe ngabantu bami mina ngibe nguNkulunkulu wenu.
Then it continues to say in verse 28, then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people and I will be your God.
Uyazi uthululu iBhayibheli lithi uthululu umoya uthando lwakhe ezinhlizweni zethu ngomoya ongcwele.
The Bible says he pours out his love into our hearts by his Holy Spirit.
Umoya wakhe uyaba umnika labo abamlalelayo.
The Bible also says he gives his spirit to those who listen to him, are obedient.
Laba nothando lwakhe bayagcina izimiso zami nemiyalo yami. Fundiswa kanjalo.
And then John says, if a person has the love of God in their heart, they don't find God's laws burdensome, but they instinctively want to obey God's law because they love the word, they love him.
Uma bemthanda kuthiwa bazoligcina izwi lami. Seliphakathi izwi lakhe. Liphakathi. Hey, kumnandi ukukholwa. Kuhle. Kuhle. Kodwa uma umuntu engakholwa ezenzise farisa kubi. Naye umubi. Phansi kweqalekiso, uqalekisiwe futhi.
And Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. It's because the love of God is in him. And the Lord abides in him. If a person pretends and puts on a show, that one, even if it's a good pretense, he's under a curse.
Bamangala abantu bebona, hawu, liyaduma, sifunga esikhulu, beza, bebona nanka abalanga bomlilo, ilimi zomlilo, phezu kwabo, zehlela phezu kwabo, kodwa abashi, abasho ukuthi, hey, ababhula umlilo. Abashi lomlilo ungena phakathi ubuso babo kusho ukuthi kuyakhanya kwangathi izingelozi dwele ikazimulo kaNkuluNkulu abamcimi ubavumela umoya ongcwele asebenze njengokuthanda kwakhe.
So the crowds beheld marveling that these tongues of fire were upon their heads, and yet they were not burning. They didn't think of trying to put out the fire. They were not quenching the spirit. They were allowing God to do what he wanted. And that Holy Spirit was not only upon their heads, but made their faces to shine, to burn in their hearts.
Zimnande zakhe izilimi ngifuna lezo nami ngifuna ukukhuluma lolu limi eles Arabia nami ngifuna ukukhuluma ulimi lwase Roma mina lwase Africa cha ilona lo umthobela uNkulunkulu uvumela uNkulunkulu asebenze njengokuthanda kwakhe. Pentecost phela iPentecost.
Each one of these disciples was totally surrendered to God. None of them said, but I want to speak in the language that you're speaking in. I want to speak in Arabic like you can, or in an African language, or in a Roman language. No, they allowed God to freely work just as he wished.
Ubani osedakiwe kulesi sikhathi? Inoko akushoyo umoya umprofeti ngizodulula umoya wami phezu kwenyama yonke akhulu uqhubeke qhubeke qhubeke asinasikhathi.
For after all it was Pentecost.
Endaweni yakho.
There were those who also mocked and said, well, these men, they are just drunk. And Peter stood up and he said, there is no one drunk at just 9 o'clock in the morning, but this is a fulfillment of what God has said by his prophets. And then he quoted at length what the different prophets of God had said in Scripture. A certain preacher once announced that they're going to have a Pentecost meeting the next day, and they're going to be so filled with the Holy Spirit that they better bring wheelbarrows to wheel those who had been filled with the Spirit back home. They're just going to be so paralyzed by the Spirit.
They'll be so intoxicated. They'll be so drunk. They'll have to be pushed home. They weren't speaking like the drunk. I know a drunk person. Are there some alcoholics or have been drinking in the past? Oh, they like to talk. It sets their tongue loose. And they like spiritual things. They like to talk about godly things.
Bakhona yini abaphuzi phakathi kwethu noma ababephuza? Uzobazi ukuthi uma sebephuzile bayathanda kakhulu ukukhuluma. Ulimi luyadedelwa.
Bakhuluma. Asikhulumi ngeshipini. Asikhulumi ngebha. Sikhuluma ngePentecoste. Uma ufuna umoya ongcwele ugcwale kuye. Akuzosuku lwePentecoste kuwe.
But we're not.
And that day has got to fully come. Not half, not just the piece. That's not good. Fully come.
We're not speaking about the shebeen or the pub or the bar. Kodwa sikhuluma ngalolu suku uma selufikile ngokupheleleyo.
Kuyezwakala noma nizo.
Do you understand or don't you?
Alalanga kahle ebusuku.
Didn't you sleep well last night?
Nolala kahle. Session lale ngomgqibelo.
On Saturday nights, sleep well, sleep early, because remember you're getting up for
Sunday.
If you visit with your friend, don't end up in long discussions so that you come to the service the next day and you fall asleep. They said of Jesus, blessed is the womb that gave forth this, you, the Son of God, who speaks these words. And he said, no, more blessed are those who hear my words and keep them. Shall we bow our heads and we sing and pray?
Nkosi Jesu ngiyacela ukuba izwi lakho lingene ligxile lize lifinyelele ekujuleni kwenhliziyo.
Lord Jesus, we ask you that your word would penetrate and go into the very depths of our hearts.
Sebenza uNkulunkulu ngomangaliso.
Work, O God, in a mighty way.
Ukuba lo okholwayo phakathi kwethu.
Let the believer in our midst
afinyelele osukwini lwePentecost.
Would arrive at that day of Pentecost.
Lapho uzokwazi ukusebenza ngokuthanda kwakho empilweni yabo.
There where you can work freely in their lives.
Kungabikho okuthiyayo okukuvimbayo.
Yenziwe
intando yakho njengokuba yenziwe ezulwini.
That there be nothing hindering you, no blockage, but that you would work so that your will would be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
Lord,
work that this service wouldn't be just in vain and useless to us, but that each one would hear and understand and know what you are saying.
Abamelene nawe Nkosi nokusebenza kwakho ababhuqayo
Lord, and those who resist you and the mockers, Lord, let them go in their own mockery. But Lord, those who believe in thee, Lord, keep them. That the day of Pentecost would arrive in their lives, that you can use them to spread the gospel to the uttermost ends of this earth.
Amen.
Amen.